USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden said the withdrawal from Afghanistan of U.S. troops after 20 years of war will conclude on August 31st, ahead of the September 11th deadline he announced in mid-April.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build. And it's the right and the responsibility of Afghan people alone to decide their future and how they want to run their country.
At the time he announced the September deadline, about 3,500 troops remained. Earlier this week, the Pentagon said that the withdrawal was 90% complete. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office is conceding that her deputy mayor for public safety was off most of the week leading up to the July 4th weekend, a period in which city police and other officials were gearing up for an expected wave of street violence in which 108 people ended up being shot and 17 killed. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
General Motors is recalling more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because the side airbags can explode and spew parts into the cabin. The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. Documents posted Friday by U.S. safety regulators say the airbag inflator can rupture or the end cap can fly off on both sides of the trucks. GM says it has no reports of injuries. Two Americans are among those involved in the assassination of the Haitian president.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced a new counterterrorism intelligence official to the department's senior leadership team. Mayorkas said in a Friday announcement to DHS staff that John Cohen, coordinator for counterterrorism at DHS, will now also serve as acting head for the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. John has over three decades of experience in law enforcement, counterintelligence, and homeland security, Mayorkas said in the Friday memo. Gas prices continue to rise. Here's Tim Berg with more.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is headlining an August 5th fundraiser for the New York State Republican Party. The ticket asking price is $1,000 to attend the reception, $5,000 for the reception and a Trump photo op, and $25,000 for a coveted roundtable and picture with the former president. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.